all in mid body.
Can the beaver come out and play?
Lettuce, tomato. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb and the Thug.
Push it right to the edge.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Still talk on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Joe,
know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show. Oh no, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and first off, this evening, I'd like to send out thanks to listener Paul Goodwin for his email a couple of weeks ago on the black and blues Tears of the Gods theme that we had. And that was a show, whether you caught it or not, that took songs from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album. Every song on that really rocks. No filler whatsoever. And it's one of the biggest selling records ever. But we took songs from that and particularly alternate live versions of the biggest hits from there from other sources. And then we mixed that up with a whole bunch of American black blues musicians, which is really where a lot of well, that's where the roots of heavy metal, in fact, as well as a lot of hard rock. And, well, that was the Tears of the Gods theme, and Paul suggested having a show that featured the 80s and 90s metal band Rat, who's, well, a really rocking band. The last 2 weeks, in fact, I've been listening to them a couple of times on my 5 mile run around the Mystic Valley River Reservation. Great rockin' music. And so what we're doing tonight is we're wrapping it up all around a theme of mammals. Songs about cats, rats, dogs, pigs, horses, walruses, beavers, bunnies, and elephants. We started off the show with a Japanese band from the 1960s, a group sounds band, as that particular genre of J-pop was known. That was the Spiders with Monkey Dance. And then we followed that with Rat and Most Wanted off of their album Out of the Cellar that had a couple of hits and was really their breakthrough album. Tonight is one of those episodes that actually could either be a Plastic Sushi or a Tears of the Gods sound collage, because we're going reasonably wide tonight, genre jumping between J-pop and classic rock and electronic rock and jazz and punk and funk and, of course, glam rock, 80s, 90s metal. And also, the Beatles had a number of songs about mammals, and we'll be hearing a bunch of them. In fact, I'd consider them tonight's second featured artist. Thanks to Chuck, you and Bill for starting your sound collage party, a sound collage party here on WMFO. Filling in for Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. And, well, let's continue that Friday night sound collage party going with a Japanese pop duo that achieved some degree of success, actually, in the United States with their own animated shows on the Cartoon Network. Yes, I wanted to mention, backing me up right now, is I think we'll be having for a bunch of the ambiance during the breaks, is songs Humpback Whales. Humpback Whales in the ocean singing, yes. But here, right now here is Puffy AmiYumi and Stray Cats Fever. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
First of May. serviceable villain.
You pierced the biker of my mistress, stabbed her from behind.
What do they got in there, King Kong?
Monkey.
You know, it's no fun being a guinea pig. I mean, even the dictionary makes us guinea pigs just about synonymous with anything that gets experimented on. The irony is, because our bodies are different than you humans, we're really poor models for your biomedical research. In fact, that's true of the millions of animals you experiment on every year. Tons of drugs that passed animal testing are proved unsafe for humans, and tons of effective medications have been discovered without animal testing. What's more, billions of your tax dollars are wasted every year on unnecessary animal experimentation. So let's stop experimenting on dogs, cats, horses, monkeys, rabbits, pigs, and of course, us guinea pigs.
And don't forget us frogs. Classroom dissection is outdated too.
Well, what do you know? A talking frog. Anyway, to find out more, contact the National Anti-Vivisection Society at 800-888-6287 or navs.org.
Urban.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, our theme is mammals. We began that last set with the Japanese pop duo Puffy AmiYumi and Stray Cats Fever. And then Queen off of their first album, entitled simply Queen. It was Great King Rat. And there was a lot going on with Brian May's guitars in that song, wasn't there? Acoustic and all sorts of overdubs, just a precursor to what he would ultimately accomplish over the course of many record albums and great songs. And then we heard from the Beatles, kind of our second featured artist of the evening. That was I Am the Walrus from the Perfect Magical Mystery Tour. Nirvana gave us Very Ape, a public service message from the Anti-Vivisection Society. Guinea pig, stop animal testing. And then we featured, we finished things off with our featured glam rock band, Rat, and Back for More. And backing me up right now, we're continuing to have our humpback whales. Well, let's continue on with the music here. And as I promised you earlier, we're doing a lot of genre jump. This is one of those shows that could be either completely, it absolutely fits all the rules for both a plastic sushi and complies with the Tears of the Gods formula as well by having featured artists. And, well, here's an example of that plastic sushi aspect, because we're going to begin the next set with Shonen Knife. And of particular note, we're going to have some live Led Zeppelin off of their How the West Was Won triple CD set, which, well, I want to once again thank Brian Young, who him and Marie Michelle, they've got their show tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, Crash Course for the Ravers. But he introduced me to that album, and as Jimmy Page said himself, Led Zeppelin was at their top of their artistic and performance peak when that triple CD set was recorded. Well, let's get going now here with Shonen Knife and Bear Up Bison on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. WMFO.
Oh,
your little dog, too.
getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play.
Do it wrong. I like it wrong. Where are you?
No.
Who's over, are you?
Yes.
You take the midnight subway train. You call another shot. You strip a lightning. You're in love. You take the evening one-on-one. You're only living to have fun. You want to use me, take me home tonight. I'll make you wish that you were mine. You strip a lightning. You're in love. It's not worth
sodas are my trademark.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. Tonight, our theme is mammals, featuring Rat and the Beatles. Began that last set with a Japanese band, the three fine ladies and talented ladies that composed Shonen Knife at any particular point. That was Bear Up Bison from their Let's Knife album. And then we heard a live version of Black Dog by Led Zeppelin off of How the West Was Won. And, you know, there's also a great live version on the BBC Sessions. And you know, here's just a little bit of audio production esoteria. The original version of Black Dog, the studio version of Black Dog, features not a guitar going through an amplifier and getting distorted that way, and certainly not through a fuzz box or one of those, but instead Jimmy Page deliberately overloaded the tube amp mic preamp on the mixing board. just like the Beatles did in the in Revolution, the one with all that nasty distortion. Yes, back then, if you were a studio engineer, well, at least a studio intern, a lower level, you get fired for doing stuff like that. On the other hand, if you're producing albums that sell millions of copies and you're bringing in the bucks, well, the studio people at the studio will let it slide. Although perhaps not with with some amount of yelling and screaming. Then we heard the Beatles and Piggies off of the White Album. Apollo 440, Crazy Horse, Getting High on Your Own Supply, and Rat are featured artist. You're in Love. And backing me up right now is a different humpback whale, along with some waves from nature. So we're gonna begin the next set with one of my absolute favorite sound collage making bands, Colorbox, from the 1980s. Their biggest hit was Pump Up the Volume, but here's an absolutely spectacular song loaded with samples from so many places, and it's got really good breaks where everything just stops and you can hear the reverb on all the sounds nicely die down. The first one's about 50 seconds into the song. And yes, the samples in this one, Close Your Eyes, I Love You, they got sued and they lost every single lawsuit for their infringement of